Hello and welcome back to a brand new episode, this time from Oslo, Norway, where we are both together in the same room, believe it or not. And today we have such a fun topic to talk about. We really, really excited about this because I feel like the past 5 years have literally been dedicated to this exact topic and to really understanding it on so many different levels, not only as a concept that you can read about, but also like embodying it. And that is freedom and creating through freedom and living a life in joy. So yes, I'm excited. Warmly welcome, Suze. How are you?
Thank you. I'm super good. It's a beautiful day in Oslo. It's actually warm. Been here for a month almost. And I love this topic so much. I feel like we have a lot to say. I'm excited about how this conversation will unfold, sort of. Sometimes unexpected things happen in the podcast. And we have something very exciting also to share at the very end of the episode.
Yes. Yeah, let's just dive right in. We had like a really chill day, but we've done so much today at the same time. I started with a doctor's appointment and had a checkup on the baby. And then we both went to visit something called Min Fødsel here in Oslo, which is like a home birth company. And I just wanted to start with that because already there in the beginning of the day, it's two big contrasts on how they view, for example, birth. And freedom is also a big topic here. So all the time, I feel like, especially when I'm in Norway, it's so much fun to look at the contrasts. And there are so many kind of set norms on how to do things. And then there's the freedom of knowing that you can choose exactly what you want.
Interesting thing is that those norms feel like actual rules, because sometimes we've never questioned that there's any alternative.
Yeah.
Like, for example, when I started exploring having a home birth, I had to look for kind of examples from different places in the world, because in Norway, the norm, which almost turned into like a rule in my head, was that you give birth in a hospital. But something inside me was like, this doesn't feel like my way. There must be something else. I'm free to explore. And that's where I think freedom is one of my main values, because I always like to research, like, what else is there? Mm. What other options are there? Mm. Am I free to choose something else? Maybe something feels better inside of me.
Okay, that's cool. So let's just start by, what is really freedom? And why is it important? Why does it make life more fun?
Oh, it's such a big question. What is freedom? The first thing I thought of when you asked was the fact that we have a free will. As souls, as human beings, part of me believes that, okay, maybe we have had made some decisions on some kind of soul level before we came here. But when we come here, we can choose absolutely everything. And our free will is what creates every single experience. So I don't believe that we have any predestined life or anything. Maybe there are some lines, some aspects, some themes that kind of follow our lives. But every single day we can wake up and we can make so many choices each day, and they're all based on our free will. And how much you want to use your free will, that is up to you.
Yeah. And the fun thing is that really, if you have a job you don't like, if you live in a place you don't like, you have the freedom to choose something else. But sometimes it's like, I remember that I didn't even realize that I had that choice, because I felt like I had to do something.
Mm.
And then it sort of became this aha experience over and over again, of all the ways I can actually choose to live my life the way that I want to.
Yeah.
And it's just continuing and continuing and continuing to unfold in new and different ways.
Because why do you think that we sometimes choose to be a little bit miserable, or to be in a situation that we don't feel comfortable in and we stay there? For example, a job or a place or in a relationship.
I think that we are more afraid of the unknown than of the comfort of staying in our own misery. So it feels more safe to stay in sort of a depressing place, for example, with friends you don't like or with partner you really like. but it's like, it's okay, you know, or a job where it's like, yeah, but it gives me money. And then the alternative maybe. So it's such a big unknown that it's, yeah, more comforting to stay in sort of the misery. And I do this to myself all the time. Like, I also put myself in these positions.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, yeah, but this is how it is right now. And then you do always have the choice to change something.
But it's scary. But then it also becomes what we've talked about before, like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
Which means that, okay, but you're scared that the jump and the change, what we're scared of is maybe that it doesn't work or maybe that it makes us miserable. But if we already are miserable, we might as well try. Because there's also a bigger chance that it will go well.
Yes. So there's always, on the other side of the fear, that's where the gold is. That's what we talked about in this podcast before. And I think that when we challenge ourselves to break free from these invisible chains that we have in ourselves, that's when we're going to be like, whoa, I did it. Like, what more can I do?
Yeah. It's like you unlock one and one and one level of freedom inside of you. So tell me about a time that you felt like you didn't really have a relationship with freedom even, but you felt stuck. Or when did you discover freedom and how you had the power to choose?
Yeah. Well, it's been many different stages and didn't all happen at once. But I remember it was almost at the same time as I was sort of, you know, having a spiritual awakening, you can call it. But it was back in 2014. And that's when I realized, and I don't remember exactly how it happened or why, but I remember I was just finished my master's studies and I was in an internship and I was burned out. And I was back in Oslo and I really believed that I had to continue this career path and didn't have a choice and like suck it up. And then suddenly I came over, I think maybe one of them was Deliciously Ella. Like, I just discovered all these people who lived lives that looked fun. And I was thinking, what? You know, yeah, they can choose that, but I can't. But still something in me was just so drawn to it. So, and just seeing that it was possible for other people to do that expanded my mind to see what was actually possible. And that was just like the first aha moment. And also having some friends that were super creative and sort of living off YouTube, living off blogs. That was also so cool. But I always thought like I could never do that. But I was kind of like, wow, they have that. I would dream of having, they can work whenever they want. They have this freedom. And for me, it took the route of losing everything. Because I was too afraid to actually believe that that could be for me, that I stayed in something that sucked the life out of me, became super sick and like burned out and depressed. So instead, I had nothing to lose, yeah. You know, by quitting my job, going to Portugal. And I don't want anybody else to realize, like, it doesn't have to be something you suffer. And I think that we've been taught so much that all things in life have to be super hard and like challenging and blah, blah, blah. And yes, there is a lot of challenges. But I think that the biggest discovery I've made the last years is that the most fun and like big transformation actually comes when you allow yourself to have a lot of fun and choose things just because they bring you joy. And you have the freedom to do that. If you want to take a course just because it sounds fun, do it. Like, that easy, that simple. And you don't have to plan the next 5 years or the next 10 years. Like, just think about, okay, what do I want to do in the next month that really is going to bring me joy? And then have the freedom to choose that.
Oh, I love this. Many things popped up in my head with everything you just said. One of them was, thank God that we have social media so we can look into different ways of living.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest blessings. And that's how I found out, for example, about home birth in Hawaii. And that's how you saw like, there must be something more out there. Because fun fact, Norway, where we come from, is the sixth most conformist country in the world.
What does that mean?
That means that we basically just look to each other and we try to fit in and conform. And we're terrified of standing out. So we try and just follow what's normal because that feels safe.
And 8 out of 10 people are actually afraid to say their real opinion in social media.
Yeah.
And that's more than, you know, some of the countries where they have censorship and dictatorship.
Yeah.
And that was like, whoa.
That made a lot of sense when I read that.
Yeah.
To how we have felt growing up also. You feel like you're doing something wrong if you're standing out or doing something different, and that it feels unsafe because you don't see it a lot around you.
Yeah.
So there's this route like, go do your studies and you need to do a master's to be respectable, and then you have to find a job
and you need to own an apartment.
Yeah, you must own, and then you need to get a car and a partner, and then you can get pregnant and have kids and move to the suburbs in your house and get bumped up in your job. And then there's this path. And that path is beautiful for some. And I mean, we are kind of sort of following it in a very different way. But it doesn't have to look the same. That's my point. It does not have to look the same. And why? Because we are not the same, any of us.
No.
We are just so different. And I think craving so deeply freedom is what created Radical Broccoli.
Yeah.
I mean, my first goal was just to create some kind of work that could limit me from having anyone telling me where to be and when. I just wanted every day to feel like Saturday or a vacation day where you can just like, oh, now I want to go to a cafe. And then I want to go and take a dip in the ocean so I can get good energy. And then I'll create something and put it into the world.
That's basically what you're doing.
Exactly. And I did not think that that was possible for a very long time until we just pushed ourselves to try. And then it just makes so much sense now to have that freedom to create the day so that you can optimally use your abilities to serve. And to get inspired when it's time to get inspired, to create when it's time to create, to pause when it's time to pause, and to flow with the natural energy in your body.
So what were the biggest sort of self-limiting beliefs you had to overcome about yourself in order to have more freedom? Maybe for some it's in social settings. You come into a big group and then you feel like you can't really be yourself. I think we all have these areas where we have a lot of limiting beliefs about who we are.
I still experience that sometimes.
What you had to overcome to feel more
overcome.
Free?
Yeah, it's kind of building up trust that it works. That there is a point to being yourself. And that is learning through experiencing how it feels to not be yourself in a social setting. And it feels so bad. It feels draining. And then next time you get a new chance and you can be like, oh, I can turn it up 10% more today.
Yeah.
Speak my mind, speak my heart. And when you try that, then you're like, ooh, that's refreshing. It's like taking a cold bath.
Yeah.
Some people will maybe be surprised, maybe react to something. And then, yeah, you try again. You do it again. I'm still overcoming beliefs in myself that I'm able to. For example, that we are able to have Radical Broccoli as a company that we live off. That I sort of have something to, that what I'm saying is important. For example, I still have this feeling like nobody will listen to me, or I should be a little bit small or hide. There's not so much. Why do I think that I can be someone, you know, Janteloven, beloved Janti? No. Janti law. All the Nordic countries have this law that says you shouldn't think that you are anything. And that is like ingrained into my cells. And I'm clawing myself to believe that. Actually, we all have unique things to come with, and we have unique messages, and it's a disservice to not bring it out to the world. And that's sort of why I think we feel shitty when we're not doing the thing we're supposed to do, because we are supposed to be pushed in to find our lane and be like, oh, this is where I can blossom and bloom into the fullest expression of myself, not just for me, because it feels amazing, but for the world, because it can benefit from all of your gifts. And we all have them. And also, we're allowed to do various different things. We can change. Because I think that when we, okay, let's say we decide to launch, we love photography and we want to make this Instagram with all the beautiful photos we take. And then we kind of create this new identity where we are this photographer person. Maybe we're afraid that we can't do something else in addition. Like, I can't also be knitting and cooking. Do you understand what I'm...
Yeah.
So we kind of put ourselves in a box based on, it's always, I think, based on what other people, we perceive other people to think about us. Yeah, imagine how limiting life is if you're going to live according to what everybody else thinks about you.
Yeah.
At some point, I think the biggest freedom is to just start listening really to yourself and what feels really, really good. It doesn't have to be more complicated than that.
No.
And I know, especially through our membership, we have talked so much about freedom and sort of we did a really cool exercise where we did a meditation and went through all the different life areas. And then they could sort of discover in which life areas they felt restricted and where they felt really free. And I think one of the biggest ones was friendships. That's where a lot of people felt very restricted.
Yeah.
And relationships.
That's so interesting.
And then a lot of them felt freedom around their relationship with themselves and expressing who they are, which was really beautiful. And of course, it was different for everybody, but I just thought it was really, really interesting.
Very interesting with relationships, because you've been in friendships, for example, since some from even elementary school and then middle school and then high school. And then the transformation that you go through during those years isn't maybe always allowed to come out when you are in one type of friendship throughout that period. Maybe we're afraid to change and that our friends won't accept us anymore. I think that's a big one. I remember that was a big one for you. Like, what would my friends say?
Yeah. And not all of them are my friends with this day, but I have instead manifested, I believe, like people who are super aligned with me. And it's just easy to understand. And those who were meant to be, they are still in my life. And this is the things that we sort of have to dare to overcome. And of course, there was a period of time where I was like, oh, this is so painful. And it was really hard to let go of certain people.
And other people just drift away. And then they might come back even.
Yeah. But it's just incredible what happens when you give up that space and then you allow something else to come in. That is 10 times more on where you are right in that moment. And again, I think one of the cool ways to start attracting, for example, in new people into your life is actually sharing your true interests. So many of my friends now are into things that I also love. And I don't think anyone or the universe would know this if I didn't express it a lot.
No. How would it?
If I didn't say and show up to the things I love, like surfing. I mean, yeah, a lot in my life has changed, for example, because of surfing. So
speaking of freedom, I think one of the times that I feel the most free is when you sit on your surfboard out in the ocean, feet dangling in the water, and just looking out to this big blue, never-ending surface.
Waiting for the next wave.
And that's all there in that moment. It's just the next wave and how you can experience it in a better way. Ah, that feels like freedom. And I miss it. Yeah. And I'm excited to do it again.
Yeah.
But what I was going to ask you was that, do you think you can create more freedom continuing doing the same things?
So, for example, let's say I want more freedom in my job, but I don't want to quit my job or I don't want to change the way I would show up.
Yeah.
No. No, there's a really old ancient saying that says, cannot do the same and create the same result.
The same result?
No, how is it? I'm just kidding. There's no old saying, but it's just logical. You can't do the same thing over and over again and expect something different.
New.
But the cool thing, I think, for example, I remember when I was vegan in the beginning and our stepbrother thought it was hilarious. And he kind of he thought it was super fun to tease us. And I thought it was like really intimidating. But then literally when you grow confidence inside you, things change. And then instead of it being mortifying, it became really funny.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily like things are only as we perceive them. So all this talk about like we think that the neighbor was thinking this and that of us, or our parents or blah, blah, blah. It's all our stuff. And it's all our things to really look at. And when we do that internal work, then you won't attract that same negative response. And that's what's so cool. Like, you literally only have to change the way you look at things.
Yeah. And how do you do that? Well, for example, with that vegan example, I guess in the beginning I was kind of embarrassed myself of standing out, and I thought it was hard, and I thought it was vulnerable, like really vulnerable.
Was it because you were unsure whether it was the right thing to do?
No, it was more like that suddenly I was going to eat different and do something different than everybody else around the table.
So you had to stand up because people will ask.
Yeah, and I was super uncomfortable. But then the alternative was to eat something I didn't want to eat and be someone I didn't want to be.
And so that was actually a big representation of choosing freedom.
Yeah. And when I started to look at it as something that it's really amazing for this and that, I really started to just love it and found amazing food. And it just took away all these thoughts that I had about it. It couldn't bother me because I didn't think about it the same way.
So sometimes it just takes a little time to get comfortable with things?
Yeah.
Or do you think you really have to work at it every time?
No, I think it takes a little time. And this is the unknown. This is like the thing we're all scared of. Yeah. That little time period where things are a little uncomfortable. And they don't really have to be. And it's like, let's say it's uncomfortable for a couple of days. What is it worth, like, that little period of being uncomfortable contra, like, the years of freedom you're going to experience when you change something? So, yeah, that's often what we're most afraid of, I think.
And it's important to emphasize that we attract comments, questions, everything based on what's going on inside of us.
Yeah.
At the same time as these comments and questions could come, and we could not even notice them if we aren't triggered inside.
Yeah.
So it only triggers us if we have some discomfort about the topic inside of us.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's something we sometimes forget, and we kind of instead point fingers outwards and we're like, oh, everyone is asking me all these weird questions and I feel super uncomfortable. And we kind of blame other people instead of putting all the fingers back at us and being like, okay, why am I uncomfortable in this situation? What is it that I don't feel settled with or secure with within myself? And where can I make a change to become more comfortable with myself?
Mm-hmm.
Where can I love myself a bit more, support myself, maybe make another change because it wasn't right? There's so many ways, but being triggered is always, I mean, it sucks, but it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It is a good thing.
And some things, honestly, have taken years to be comfortable with.
Yes.
Literally years.
Hmm.
And I think that's just a part of life. But I'm so glad I started. Because let's say, for example, we talked about this morning, we were like, it feels like we're finally starting to understand the value of everything we're creating. And it feels different now. It just feels something has really shifted.
Yes.
In a big, big way. And it's so cool. And then we were like, yeah, I can't believe that took 5 years. But instead of thinking, like, I can't believe that took 5 years, like, imagine never doing that or never stopping before you really get to that point where it shifts. Like, some people wait their whole life to understand how valuable they are or how much they're worth. So it's like, yes, 5 years, but at the same time, imagine the rest of a lifetime where you just know deep within you that you're doing something really valuable and there's not a question about it. So it's just,
it's a good feeling.
Yes. And I think that a huge part of our journey was that we had to discover who we were individually, because we started this freedom quest together and we were super codependent. But that also isn't freedom.
We created freedom at the same time as we created non-freedom in relation to each other.
Yeah. And again, I think that maybe it was because, you know, we took on so many things at the same time that it almost became too scary to then again do
separate.
Yeah.
And stand in all of that alone. I think we leaned on each other a lot for the comfort of making a different life choice.
Yeah.
For example.
And then, literally, I think because we've asked for it, we've asked for a life of freedom, the universe will just guide you in that direction. And we had so much uncomfortable times. Looking back, I wish we could have done it better, but that's how we learned. But then we had to go each our way and separate for a while to figure out who we were without the other. And
there's even been periods we haven't talked at all.
Yeah. And that is probably like the most painful freedom aspect. I think we've both gone through, like, it was really hard.
Very.
But what we're seeing now is kind of the results.
Yeah.
Which is just truly magical. And I hope that one day we can realize what we've done, and maybe next time, because I believe that we're going to continue this probably for the rest of our lives, but that, and there's going to come times where we're going to realize, like, oh my gosh, we're doing it again. But then maybe we'll get better at it and we'll get easier.
Yeah. And we will learn to make the change in a more fun way.
Yes.
Because I don't believe you always have to learn through
pain
and discomfort. Mm. I think you can learn through joy. If you choose to, I mean, as you said in the beginning, some parts of life will just be really uncomfortable. And it's a really cool thing that Dad actually mentioned the other day. I think he heard it on another podcast. He said, the body won't change unless it goes through pain.
Oh.
So picture when you go into the gym.
Yeah.
You will never, ever grow any muscles if you never push yourself to experience at least discomfort. Maybe even sometimes it's painful. And that is how our muscles grow. And they are stretched and they are sore and they're almost like ripped apart in the fibers before they grow. And it's kind of a good picture of human evolution.
Yeah.
So to kind of pretend that life will just be fun and joy and jumping around in freedom all the time, very non-realistic. There will be times of discomfort where we can meet it with an attitude of, okay, damn, like, we're onto something here.
Yeah.
This is part of my growth, part of my evolution.
I think it's because we talked so much birthing today.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing she said about birth. She's like, you have to know that you will go into a time period where, yes, it will be uncomfortable and yes, it will hurt to some degree. But it's a period, short period of discomfort. And that is the same with everything. Like, if you're birthing a new version of yourself, it's that short period of time. And you can look at it with strength and being like, I can do this. I'm a freaking cool person. I deserve this. Or you can be like, ah, this is dangerous, danger, back out. I need
contraction.
Yeah.
Disappear, need to be small, need to shrink, need to hide. Or you can take it for what it is. It's
a
momentary pain or discomfort to then experience an upgrade, or in terms of birth, like the most magical thing you ever experienced.
Yeah.
A human being comes out on the other side.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's a really, really cool way to look at it. But so, yes, I do believe. And I think the more I learn about life, I do see that I can still allow myself to have even more fun and more fun and more joy. I still hold back on it because it's almost too good to be true, but it really isn't.
Why do you think you're holding back?
I think because culturally we have been taught that no hard work, no money, you know, like all of this.
No pain, no gain.
Yeah.
Which we just said.
Yes. So yeah, it's a belief. But again, it's about, what do you call it? Do you call it hard work or do you call it like a little discomfort? How do you view it? And I think that will make a huge difference.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is that the more joyful you get, the more baggage you get rid of. Like, literally, there's so many ways you can get rid of clothes, things. Just leave out the stuff and the gunk that you don't need anymore. Stop following people on social media that makes you feel like shit. Like, just clean it up and then just start every day. Small, tiny steps. Like, okay, what do I need right now? What will make me feel happy? A glass of water, do that. Swim in the ocean, do that. Like, slowly but surely. And then you will start to build up this good feeling. So it isn't that hard, but we need inspiration and we need to see that it's possible, to believe that it's possible.
Yeah.
I think that the more we are surrounded by people who are sort of on the same page, we will get super inspired and then our subconscious will start to believe that it's possible too.
Exactly.
So now I really want to share what we've created, because that is the whole...
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yes. So we are launching in August Freedom Festival.
Yes.
The dates are 17th to the 20th of August. And our dream was literally to create this festival feeling, because that's when I go to a festival, I go into that little bubble, like its own world. things are fun, they go with the flow, you dance, you meet people, you learn new things, you have new cool clothes. It's just such a vibe.
It's a little mini renewal of yourself.
Yeah.
And celebration of life.
Yes.
And you get to choose which part of the program you want to join. And you treat yourself.
And this year, we decided to make something that you can join from the comfort of your own home.
Yes.
So basically what
or wherever you want, actually.
Yes, wherever you want. So it is a program for those 4 days where we're going to meet several times a day. We're going to start the morning together with yoga, with meditation, with good vibes, with like dancing, getting into the right energy. And when you do this as a group, it just has such a good effect. And I was just at a retreat myself, and the habits that I made there, they're just continuing.
Yeah, you came out from that retreat just glowing.
Yes, it was amazing. And that's exactly what I want to give to everybody who feels attracted to this festival.
We can just not stop smiling talking about this.
And we're going to have workshops. We're going to dive even deeper into literally pinpointing the places where you don't feel free. And going at it, like, let's make these changes. Sometimes all you really need is a little help.
Yeah. And the support of a group and being seen and maybe sharing something in the group and getting that accountability that it is doing this together makes it a lot more fun.
Yes. And then because freedom comes in so many areas, you're going to talk about food.
Yes.
Which has been such a popular theme on Instagram and in our membership. And
amazing feedback. We already test run this session in the membership. And what came out of that was magical. Got beautiful messages, got pictures of beautiful food. I got people realizing that they weren't free with food when they thought they were. And people opening up even more to life and what life has to offer. And pictures of people baking, and I just love it.
And the cool thing about freedom and food, it kind of represents like how you are to life in general. Like, are you restricting? Are you strict? Are you holding back? Are you worthy? Do you
have fun?
Do you take pleasure in it? Do you celebrate yourself? Do you feed yourself well?
Are you present?
Yeah. It's so representative.
Very.
And we're going to have our beautiful sisters from Milla Wellness Club are going to do a special yoga workshop, Kundalini Yoga, which is dedicated to finding freedom to your soul, like connecting to your soul, freedom from the ego, and really having this physical tool to do it. Something that when you do get stuck in these old patterns, you can go back and rewatch it and do it and physically move it out.
And then you are going to hold a special manifestation workshop.
Yes.
With a new technique that you've learned.
Yes.
And you've tested this technique.
It isn't new. It's such an old technique. And I think we both used it before, but now it just got a new renaissance.
Okay. I love when that happened.
Yeah. It was like, now this is time to take back into your life. And so, yes, I'm going to teach that and get very specific as well. Because I love walking away from something. Not just getting my head filled with information. Like, I want to see the difference when I walk out.
Yes. Want the tools and the results.
Yes. So that's what we're giving you. So the whole intention and the reason why we're calling this a festival, it is really like a retreat because we want you to retreat a bit from the world so you can see and get this renewed inspiration on where you can feel more happiness and freedom. So if you have the possibility to, for example, go to your cabin for a weekend or have a little more calm weekend where you don't do so much at home and you stay present with this, you will get the most out of it, but you can join us anyway.
It's always like this. The more you invest in it, the more you get out of it.
Yeah.
So you can choose which level you want to take this to.
Yeah. So it is a 4-day retreat. We're calling it a festival because we want it to be fun and we want it to be live. And we have created so many cool things. We have festival tickets. We have merch.
We have food court with lots of recipes.
Discounts on different food items.
We have a playlist on Spotify, which I have danced to so many times. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. And we have an incredible lineup.
And we have meditations.
Yes, we have. So literally, if you want to walk into this feeling inspired, something different. Like, let's not think that we're going to create last year all over again.
And dread going into fall. Oh, it's getting darker. No, it's going to get sadder and more calm and boring.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that.
No.
You can if you want to.
Yes.
If you want to have fun and freedom and try something different and feel inspired and smile, then I suggest that you join us. And we can sort of guarantee that this will change your life.
Yeah.
We can guarantee it.
Yeah. So if you want to join, we will leave the link in the description box. And yes, we're going to have a live webinar first where you can ask us any questions you have about the practicalities. For example, if you work Thursday and Friday, we have put the sessions on those 2 days so you can join anyways.
Yes.
Because we imagine most people maybe are in the office those hours, so we're starting a little later. And of course, you'll be able to watch the replay, all of these things that we can answer there.
Yes.
And we also just want to be on video because it's so much fun to interact on video.
So the live webinar is around 1 hour, the 7th of August at 6 o'clock Central European Summertime.
Yeah. And we will link it on Instagram so you can find it easily.
Yes. And then the actual festival is held, I think it's 2 weekends after, the 17th to the 20th of August. Everything online, joined from anywhere in the world. Time zone is Europe, but let's see if you can make it work no matter where you are.
Yeah.
And we just warmly welcome you to join us for fun and magic.
Oh, forgot to mention, we're also going to cook together.
Yes.
Virtually.
Breakfast together, where we are also going to talk about some of the energetics around food.
Mm-hmm. So this is basically everything you want in a week. And it's like the physical element, the well-being, the food, the inspiration, the group, the family.
And also the calm and quiet time that you might be craving.
Yeah. So really, I cannot think of a better way to invest in yourself before you start upon a new venture this fall. And really, really would love for you to join.
Yes.
I just know how much joy this is going to give you.
It's a way to beautifully connect back to who you really are. And if you don't feel like you know who you are, then maybe it's a discovery. And if you know a little bit who you are, it's like taking the next step into embracing it and putting it out into the world.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so buzzing over this.
Yes.
So please join us. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to send us a message on Instagram and we will answer as good as we can. You literally need the space and like a yoga mat. And
you don't even need a yoga mat.
Oh.
You can have it.
Yeah, preferably.
You might need your notebook.
Yeah.
For any good ideas.
A journal would be really nice, especially for the manifestation techniques we're going to use. But we're also going to give a lot of discounts to our shop to exactly those things you need. So
it's a full experience. We even have merch.
Merch coming. Yeah, we've made tote bags.
We made tote bags and we have our phone covers with these messages on. Expanding and listen to your heart.
Yeah. Actually, it was kind of funny. The other day I was doing something with my phone and I saw this woman in front of me. Yeah, it was in the line when I was checking into the airport.
Ah.
And she was kind of like in a bad mood because it was taking so long time.
Yeah.
And then she looked at my phone cover and then she just stood there smiling.
Oh.
And I just thought it was really cute.
Can you read it?
It says, that feeling you get when all the buzz goes away and you just know in your heart what to do next.
I'm picturing her. She's booked a ticket to do something that she's a little bit scared of, that she like chose with her heart. And then she was maybe like, ah, I don't want to do it after all. I'm stressed. I'm scared. But then she saw that and she's like, ah, oh, that's why I did it.
All right. Well, we really hope to see you.
Yes.
And again, if you have any questions, send us a message on Radical Broccoli or on our private Instagrams or our email, post@radicalbroccoli.com.
Yes.
We will be happy to help. And yeah. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that no matter what, you just had a little aha moment that today that you actually don't have to do the thing you don't want to do.
No.
And hopefully you walk away from this episode doing one thing today that really brings you joy. Just because it brings you joy. No other reason.
And that you embrace yourself for who you are.
Mm.
That's different than everyone around you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. And we'll catch up with another episode super soon.
Yes.
Ciao.
Bye.